Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just making huge waves in South Florida, off to a 3-1 start. We watched them during the summer at their many camps, getting a lot of kids on campus, doing a tremendous job recruiting, getting South Florida going as far as that is concerned. Head coach Mike McIntyre's FIU Panthers off to a 3-1 start, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on a great start.
Oh, thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. It's always an honor to talk to you wherever I see you, and then especially to be on your show. I really appreciate it. And our coaches and young men are playing hard, and we're excited about where we're going, and we've got a lot left to do.
And watching you after this game, as soon as the final seconds ticked off, I mean, you look like you just won a bowl game. And I know how it feels, because you guys put in so much work during the off season just to turn this thing around over the last 2 years. Talk about that and how this program has grown up so much over the last year.
Yes, the coaches and the players have worked extremely hard, we're excited about being in South Florida, and we're trying to build our team with a lot of South Florida football players, as you well know. And the kids are working hard. The thing is they're the culture. Everybody talks about culture, but our attitude, our beliefs, our belief, our fight, our grit, the way we communicate with each other, the way they fight and play, it's just been inspiring. And they keep getting a little bit better each week. They really do. They keep getting a little bit better each week.
You take a look at, from game to game, and obviously you have a schedule that's going to kind of play into your hands as far as some of the tougher teams. You're getting a lot of these really, really good programs early on. I know UConn may not reflect it, but they do have some outstanding football talent, on the field. But you guys have had a chance to look at some of the younger kids. Keon Jenkins from Miami Central.
Right.
I know you and I talked about him during the summer and how special he can be moving forward. Talk about him, because here's a guy that you inserted in game two, and he's kind of never looked back.
Right. Well, Keon is just an amazing person. You know him. He's never seen a bad day, right? He's always got a smile on his face. He's always kind of a charismatic guy. All his teammates respect him and love him, and he's worked extremely hard getting him here in January, graduating early from you know, from Miami Central, where he was an absolute star, really helped us and helped him, you know, be prepared to play early. And he's been able to go out there and play really well. And I know he'll keep improving each week also. So really, really excited about Kiwan and what he brings, not only athletic ability, but just his overall attitude. And, you know, he kind of uplifts everybody, and which is exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Mike McIntyre joins us, head coach at FIU. Panthers off to a beautiful 3-1 start. What are some of the things that you look at and you say, hey, wow, I am so happy that this worked out? Defensively, it looks like you guys are getting pass rush. Your secondary is really going. Is there any part to the game that you went into the season saying, geez, we got to improve here, and you have improved?
Well, I think we've improved everywhere a little bit here and there. We've still got a lot of strides to make. But I would just say our competitive fight throughout the entire game and all four games we've played in has been excellent. Now, we haven't always done our, you know, fundamentals exactly right. We've made some mistakes, that type of thing. But the fight, the grit, the belief, the energy, the caring for each other out there, the competitive nature, it has been there throughout the whole time. And that didn't happen all the time last year, and it is happening all the time now.
Right. And the schedule improves, obviously. Liberty, which is a really, really good program at home, mm-hmm. which should be yep. really, really – I mean, I'm thinking pretty decent crowd expected.
Yes.
Homecoming day. Which should be in New Mexico State, UTEP, obviously. You'll get an opportunity to play Arkansas at the end of the year.
Right.
Talk about that, because I know you like to take them one at a time, but certainly Liberty's a program has shown over the last 5-6 years that they can compete with anybody.
Yeah, Liberty's an excellent program, and you know, Jamie Chadwell, the head coach there, does a phenomenal job, came from Coastal Carolina. I was at Charleston Southern before that. I've known Jamie a long time, and he's a really good dude. And they're an excellent football team. You know, their facilities are second to none to anybody's in the country. So they have an excellent program, and they'll be a tough contest for us. But we're excited about playing the game here on, you know, on homecoming.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I know there's a lot of former the alumni and everybody that I've talked to that are anxious to come out and see this product. I mean, you were on the road, you know, last week in East Hartford, Connecticut, playing UConn. You come back, as I said, for a game of that nature, 3-1. The attitudes are all positive, and I think, you know, just meeting all the coaches during the summer. I think they made the difference as well. I mean, they're elevating these kids. You know, they get on campus and they've
yes.
got some talent. But I think the coaching staff, and I know that your assistants don't get enough the publicity, but they've done a great job as well.
Oh, yeah. The assistants they're your backbone. They get it done. They're doing a great job with these young men. And, you know, not only on the football field and the practice field, but off the field. They spend a ton of time with them. Helping develop them as young men and caring about them and academics and everything. So, you know, we really try to dive into the whole person, and because that's what college athletics is really all about. I know you get out there and you play the games, and you got to win all the games. I get all that, but you also get an 18-year-old college kid that is away from home or here for the first time, and you're trying to help them do a whole lot of different things. And so, our coaches are really trying to be true father figures to them too.
Good stuff. Coach, can't thank you enough for stopping by. I know your schedule's huge, especially with a homecoming game this week. We'll talk to you definitely during the season. Keep going. We're proud of the job that you've done. I know the community is rallying around you as well, and go get them this weekend.
Well, thank you a lot, Larry, and I know I'll see you on the sidelines one of these Fridays here in a few weeks. We have some open dates and stuff, and look forward to spending time with you there. Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate you.
You too, Coach. Thanks so much. Coach Mike McIntyre, head coach, Florida International, and doing a great job.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.